Hello and welcome back to another episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster. The fabulous Helen Thorne is up in just a moment. I've just got time to tell you, A, how much I love you, and B, that we are sponsored this season by the brilliant Hot UK Deals. Have you downloaded the app yet? It's really good. I'm looking at it as we speak. It is Hot UK Deals. And there's all sorts of stuff here. There's a community of 2 million people out there finding the best deals and sharing it. That's it. Imagine kind of ex-Twitter, whatever it's called these days, but loads and loads of great deals and less far-right extremists, if that's fair to say. Oh, I hope Elon isn't listening. So, look, here's an example, right? Here's me just scrolling through Hot UK Deals. Oh, hello. That is genuinely interesting. Microsoft Xbox Series X, 1 terabyte. Video games console, that's $304.75. Wow, that's a deal on eBay. Interesting, might look into that. Have a look at the discussion. You can see people discussing it below, seeing if it's good or bad. Interesting, lots of people saying it's good. That is what happens on this thing. It's very Moorish, Hot UK Deals. It is not a scam. It is just a brilliant, brilliant app full of fabulous deals. You just click on it, you go through, and you get the best deal. We're also running a competition here on the show with Hot UK Deals. So well done to Helen Patience. She won herself a Ring doorbell. Congratulations, Helen. If you want to win next week, and here's the prize, £100 to spend at John Lewis. Yeah, I know, £100 to spend at John Lewis. If you want to win that prize, here's what you've got to do. If you haven't already, follow us on Instagram at ToasterPod. Follow Hot UK Deals on Instagram as well. They are predictably at Hot UK Deals. Easy peasy. And then here's the third thing you've got to do. Write a review of My Mate Bought a Toaster on whatever podcast app you can find. And crucially, I have to be honest, you'd have to write a nice review. I'm not allowed. I'm certainly not going to sit here and say, give me a nice review and I'll give you a prize, because I think that's technically illegal. But if you go and write a review, I will go through those next week and I will pick a winner at random. Okay? That's it. And when you write the review, don't say I'm only writing this to win £100 worth of John Lewis vouchers. Please, I've got a reputation to think of. Thanks very much. Okay then, Helen Thorne is today's episode. Apologies in advance about the sound quality. We recorded it in her comedy partner's front room, so it sounds rubbish, but you sort of forget that it sounds rubbish and then you just tune in and listen, and she's fabulous. So enjoy the episode. Lots of love. Oh, when I need a laugh, there's a helping people. But Tom Fox talking to these funny people. He's asking what they're finding, they're telling the stories. Can somebody yell out the name of the show, please? It's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Oh, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Yeah, yeah, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Hello, welcome to another episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster, and today we're coming from my new studio, which I have bought at considerable expense, increasing expense actually, down in South London. I'm in Forest Hill, and I'm joined by, once more, the Scummy Mummies. Hi guys!
Hello!
Tom!
It is so nice to be here. In your house. This is the Scummy Mummy Tower, right? You both live here.
That's right.
That in a sort of...
It's like, you know, Father Ted, Dougal and Ted. That's yes. Exactly how we live. We all know which one's Dougal.
I was going to say Morecambe and Wise, but I see more.
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, Bert and Ernie. But no.
It's a very, very nice place. Also, we've just been given all sorts of snacks. So there's like meaty snacks on the table.
Yeah.
Which is good. Also, what I like about this, because you guys have done this podcast before. Ellie, we focused on your purchase history last time, so this time round, Helen, we're very much coming at you.
Yes.
And what's so nice is we sit here in Scummy Mummy Towers, is it's so comfortable. Ellie, your other half, is making us lunch. There's a fire. This sofa we're sitting on is really comfortable, which means, Helen,
yes,
you're in a really sort of secure place.
Great.
For us to start drilling into your
past. I did also put a weed gummy in her coffee before we started.
Oh, yeah, great. Right. Yeah, a little bit of truth serum.
Yeah.
That'd be really nice as well. Ideal.
Great.
So, and this will be nice for you now, because Ellie, you can get revenge on Helen.
Yeah.
Because you sat and
had
to have your stuff looked through.
Yeah.
So anything sarcastic you want to say.
Excellent.
At any point.
As if she needs permission.
Yeah.
There you go. The sarcasm has begun already.
This is great. I feel like all I have to do for this episode, because there's two of you, I can just say the thing, and then I can just let you guys just be sarcastic at each other. It's perfect.
And then if the sound quality is shit, you don't even get the blame because it's my shit setup.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this really is a win-win. Can I come and do all my episodes here? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
So let's go to the first thing then, Helen. We're going to 2008 for your first ever item bought on Amazon.
Amazing.
And it's punchy. It's not like you start with, often it starts with a little book or a CD or maybe a little an experimental DVD vibe. £250 on a Francis X1 ground coffee machine, a red coffee machine for £250.
Oh, Tom, that was bought for my ex-husband's best friend for their wedding.
Oh, it's a good wedding gift.
It's a really funky... They did not deserve it. I don't like them anymore.
I was going to say, is that the one who turned out to be a...
Yeah, terrible person. And I remember, you know, because we were best man and bride's lady, you know, we were the two, we were like, we've got to get them something nice.
Oh, you've got to step up.
Yeah, and that's a really nice gift.
But it's, if you're going to get married, be amongst the first to get married.
Yes.
Because people spend, by the time I went to like the sixth or seventh wedding, I was like, guys,
you're Amazon vouchers.
Absolutely,
yeah.
T-Tail tops.
I've got some Nectar points, you can have those.
Yeah.
Equally, Helen, be amongst the first to get divorced, you're going to get a lot of attention from all your friends who are still together.
Yeah, exactly.
Be at the frontier.
That's it, be the first.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So this was an over-the-top gift for people you're no longer in touch with.
Yes, exactly right.
What a great start. We're already looking at
regrets.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go in. Let's go in deep.
But a vital life lesson.
Yeah.
Like, do you find that you're getting less generous with age? I often do. I often think that as birthdays come and presents are suggested, I'm like, oh, well, I got you nice things years ago. And what's the point of being nice? You didn't really, nothing happened.
No, I buy fewer but better presents now.
Okay.
And so recently it was Ellie's birthday and I bought her a handmade, hand-engraved knife.
Yeah.
She loves the kitchen. She loves cooking.
Yes.
But I had to give her money for her to purchase it off me because of the blah, 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 blah,
yes.
blah, blah, blah.
You have to go, but it's like a pound.
I've never heard about this. If you give someone a knife, you can't give someone a knife.
It severs friendship.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Well. And as much as I tried not to obey that customer.
That's weird. Ellie, you still owe her £2.
I will pay you back. It's engraved with the phrase, "This is Ellie's fucking knife."
Oh, that's so good.
It's dreamy. And I've used it every day since, and I love it. It's one of the best presents.
Does anyone else use it? No.
No.
Forget passive-aggressive notes.
Yeah.
That's just an aggressive-aggressive note. If only you'd bought those friends a knife with no money instead of the red coffee machine. You could have got rid of them much earlier. Okay, well, that's 2008. So there you are buying coffee machines for your now enemies. And that's not true. Also, Davina, my pre and post natal workouts.
I must admit, I did that DVD, but as the post workout, I did as the pre workout because my belly was pretty much the same. My post belly looked like her pre belly.
Also, she once showed me her tits at a Rive Eta event. So, you know.
Davina did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We were getting, it was a keep fit thing and we were getting changed in the...
No, it was F&F.
Was it F&F?
It was F&F.
Did she actively flash you?
Well, we were getting changed and we were talking about our boobs.
Oh, yeah.
And
Ellie's boobs are amazing.
I think I might have been saying I've got great tits because I say it quite a lot.
Yeah.
And she said, I have two or something, didn't she? And she just lifted up her top and exposed her breasts to us. And it's a moment I've never forgotten.
I'm never forgetting it now. That is amazing.
You've seen Billie Piper's boobs. We've seen Davina's. I mean, we've got quite the collection now. Who's next?
Was that in the same changing room where we met Emily Clarkson? Ellie, do you want to tell that story?
Yeah, so we met a woman called Emily Clarkson. So my opening line was, Jeremy Clarkson's not your dad. That'd be really embarrassing.
It was her dad. She was so nice about it.
But I do things like that every single day. The sooner I can come to terms with the fact that I'm just going to spend my life gaffing like that.
Yeah.
Awful shit jokes as well.
Awful.
It's
awful
not that even it's inappropriate. It's just a crap joke.
Terrible.
And it's relentless.
Mm. Unstoppable.
Yeah. Also worth mentioning, you talked about the fact that you were doing that workout with a slightly larger body. Your body shape has changed dramatically.
Yes.
Helen. Since I first knew you.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible how you just... I remember I've watched this unfold on my Facebook, basically. Yeah. I would say your life story has been the most compelling thing about Facebook in the last couple of years. In terms of, obviously, the drama, but the fitness. You start running one day.
Yeah.
And now look at you.
What's left of you?
She's like Forrest Gump.
It's not Forest Hill. We're in Forrest Gump.
Yeah, we are in Forrest Gump. Yes, I just kept running. So I was 100 kilos when I got divorced and very sad and very good at online purchasing, mainly Deliveroo. Yeah. I lived off kebabs and Deliveroo wine, as Ellie knew. And then Deliveroo fags. And then, yeah, got into the running and then kept running and eating less. Yes. There's no secret. Yes. I just ate less and ran more. And then I got smaller because of it. And now I've sort of reached I've been the same weight for a year. So I'm I found that equilibrium that I can.
Good.
I can run, I can do that sort of stuff, but I still, you know, shovel food into my gob.
Yeah, yeah, quite right.
So I feel fine now. But
see,
yes.
That for me, that last sentence is better than the pre and postnatal workout DVD.
Yeah,
you're right.
What it's all about. No offense to your close personal tit friend.
I've met her four times, don't worry.
I mean, seriously. Yeah. So you've seen her tits four times. Oh, look, 2011 baby names. Over 7,000 of this year's favourite baby names.
So, yeah, so Hugo was born in 2011.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So. Yeah.
Page 172.
H.
Hey, that's really good. Yeah.
Mm. You really stuck at it. Coming up with a name. I mean, there's always that moment, isn't it? It's a big pressure.
He didn't have a name for 3 days because we thought we were going to call him Sebastian.
Yeah.
And then he came out. He was not Sebastian.
What happens when people say that? They say they looked at their kid and they're like, no, that is not an Arlo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's it. They just know straight away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ruined. How about your children? Were they named on the day?
Yeah. As he came out, I told the
midwife. Wilfred!
Yeah, this one's called Wilfred. And she went, I'm trying to deal with the fact that your wife currently has technically only one hole. So would be otherwise engaged in that for a while. But look, it's Wilfred. I didn't know it was a boy. We thought it was going to be a girl. And then the first thing I said
Wilfredina.
Wilfred, yeah, yeah. The first thing I said to my son was, you little bugger. Because I thought it was going to be a girl.
Oh.
I never forget seeing his testicles and saying, you know what?
They are enormous. Not that I've seen your son's testicles.
He's got an Instagram account. Yeah, yeah. That's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Like Finbar Saunders, but in baby form. Little wheelbarrow.
I just did a little dribble, sorry. It's so funny.
We like to listen to toast. And we're not the kind who would boast. And even in spite of the host. We still like to listen to toast.
All right, okay, let's go into 2012 now, Helen. Inching towards the Scummy Mummies being birthed. But for now, again, loads of DVDs. As a kid. Oh, we've got a Kylie official calendar 2013. It's a fair reaction. Good Lord, look at that. Look at her.
Oh, oh no, she's
that bottom.
Look, I mean, that is what I was looking at, yes. It's just...
I don't hide behind my absolute adoration for this woman. Things that bring you joy, that mm-hmm. sort of thing. Love Kylie. I've always loved Kylie.
Yeah.
Ever since I was 13. First tape, first concert.
Oh, wow. She's Australian, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she likes to hide it.
Like
she's
you.
A Melbourne girl, mm-hmm. like me. And mm-hmm. I don't know. She just brings me joy.
Yeah. She's amazing. She's amazing.
Yeah, she is. She's great.
Like, what was the... again, balance. Thank you for the BBC.
Ellie's not a fan, but
I don't dislike it. Take it or leave it, mate, to be honest.
But the songs are good. That's the thing.
I don't know
if she's the greatest singer.
She's not. She's not the greatest singer, not the greatest songwriter, but
yeah.
her songs evoke joy. Mm. And she's delightful.
Can't
she's
get it out of my head. Amazing.
Oh, great. She's
I
good.
Can. I absolutely can.
Right, okay. I know how to do that. Padam Padam?
Padam Padam is an excellent track.
It's not an original song, though, is it? Padam Padam is a classic old song about 10 other people have done.
Yeah, I think you're on in a dead-end street, Tom.
You did not buy this calendar for Ellie.
No!
Ellie, who would your calendar be if you were to have a pop star calendar?
Well, I mean, this is the ultimate. Helen doesn't like it when I say this, but someone we know once said, Kylie is for people who are afraid of Madonna.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I do like that you said it.
Silk Cuts versus the Marlboro Red.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's also undeniable.
I did like both Kylie and Madonna growing up, to be fair, but then I started having it off and went, oh, yeah, that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And now I like Madonna, to tell you the truth. But actually, my calendar, to make me look like a total hypocrite for implying that Kylie's a bit bland and a bit too poppy, my favourite musical act of all time is Steps.
Yep.
Not in an ironic way. No, absolutely amazing. Love them. Really, yeah. Really fucking love them. Yes. I think they're absolutely brilliant.
I mean, they're now so old, they actually need Steps to pretty much do anything.
How dare
they
you?
They are! But they're amazing.
Oh, they're amazing.
And Joy Givers. Like, I've been... Yes. I went to a Steps concert with Ellie. absolutely fucking loved it. But also, I love seeing my friend love the people she loved. And that gave me joy. And yeah, that's what you do. You go, that person loves that person. That's your joy.
It's industrialized joy.
Yeah.
And we need that.
Beautiful.
Also, some great reviews of the calendar. Mr. Johnson, very pretty calendar. And the review says, it is a calendar. Just in case.
How many dot, 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 dot? Yeah, but also,
comma, 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 comma. So I have no idea. That's a long pause.
Wow.
He is, he's doing things.
Always beautifully photographed and showing the continuing talent of a gracious lady. That's they all know what you're saying, Sunshine.
They all know what you're saying.
D. Clark just right, lovely bottom. You see?
Oh, you're just sitting there. Oh, she's so gracious.
What have you been doing? You look really tired. I've just been looking at how gracious Kylie is. New long ginger curly wig. You've got a big wig there.
That's our first show.
That's our very first show. So we bought, these are the wigs that we bought in our first Scummy Mummy Live show.
I think that wig in particular was you bought because we, in the first show, we played each other.
Yes.
You remember? I was like, oh, hi, I'm Helen. And you were like, you get your, you're not, oh. Accents is not your strong point.
No, I can't do any accent apart from my own.
So let's see, like, your impression of me. Like,
hello, I'm Ellie Gibbs. I can't even do it now.
That's very good, actually. Yeah. That is very similar.
I am famously posh.
Yeah. Queen-like. Wow. So Ellie Gibbs. Is you doing your show not at Edinburgh or
out and about? Is the London Theatre, I think you're
playing. The London Theatre.
Wow. Which is a new cross and it seated 42 people and we sold out twice.
And we knew every single member of the audience.
Of course. Unbelievably so. Of course, that's the rule when you're first starting out.
Selling them for £5 each on We Got Tickets.
But what's brilliant about what you did was doing that as a female double act who didn't go to Cambridge. Pretty hard to be doing comedy in 2013 in that situation. And to be on the circuit and all that stuff. And you just
bold as brass.
Fucking kept going.
Yep.
We've got wigs.
Yep.
And we're not afraid to use them.
We might not have jokes, but we've got wigs and we've got each other.
You know what? Jokes are overrated. Jessica Christie, although the wig itself was a decent quality, the price with lots and lots of curls, the wig is much shorter than the picture leads you to believe. More of a bob than a long wig.
I do remember that, actually. To make the sketch work, I actually had to have my own hair cut that it would...
To become the wig.
Yeah. That's right.
That's definitely moving the mountain or the molehill to something.
Muhammad.
There's something there.
Yeah. Wow, with a camel impressive. And a needle. Yeah. That's so funny.
$7.99.
It's still there. The history, Tom.
You need to buy that again.
We get lace front wigs these days. How do we do?
We like a quality wig.
Doctor Who poster, a TARDIS poster.
So this was my daughter's first birthday, like themed birthday party. And as you'll see, she dressed up as a Dalek.
Up Doctor Who Dalek costume for £12.
So she was 5 years old, and I had a full Doctor Who party.
Did she like Doctor Who, or was that you enforcing that?
No, she started at 4 and was a full Whovian.
No way.
Yeah.
Is she still?
Yeah. Oh. Absolutely.
Oh my God. That's
favorite
so
David Tennant.
That's just a fact.
Yeah.
David Tennant's the best one.
Yeah.
We don't even. That's not a debate.
No.
Amazing.
No, that's.
Oh,
Our costume.
A tiger face sleeveless bodysuit. It's a swimsuit.
Yes.
With the face of a tiger on it.
And look where the tongue is. That's what really makes it.
The tongue is where your genitals go.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the tiger's eyes are more or less where your chest genitals go.
Yeah, exactly right. Tits and bits.
Those ones. Again, who needs a punchline when you can just... Or was this just for holidaying? I mean...
Oh, no, that's for personal use. That was more, more of a date night thing. We used to do it that, so that because I was 30 kilos heavier, I had a bit more in the front, so to speak. So we would make the... Ellie had a wolf costume and we would talk to each other going, no, hilarious. Never been done before.
That's great. I love it. You guys are too down on
Don't
your comedy,
pretend.
Guys.
Don't
no,
pretend.
No, it's brilliant. All right, 2014 now then, Helen, not Ellie. NB, just saying not you, just reminding the listener that it's Helen's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're saying. Shut up.
No, not now.
She's really upset there. But still some incredible things. I would say Ellie is looking intrigued by your purchase history.
Loving it. Do you want me to not look? Is it better?
No. I'm happy for you to look, of course. So 20 cellophane bags here. Which are...
Oh, that's because I made some biscuits for the Christmas fair and was jazzing them up in a bag.
Oh, nice. Is this when you're still in Cambridge being a sort of motherland?
No, because I'm in London now.
Okay.
Right. The kids were at school, so I'm... Yes. The cellophane bag is an elegant...
You got out, though. You don't do that volunteer shit anymore, no, but she does have flashbacks. She does have PTASD. Just seeing that. might be a direct quote from our show.
But it is a great moment when, if you've got multiple children, you put loads of effort in at school for the first one, and then you've got the second one who's still at the primary school, and I'm like, I'm not even sure I know the way to that primary school.
No.
I walked him, my second kid, to his primary school stay, and the head was like, "We've not seen you for ages." And I was like, yeah, because I don't give a fuck anymore.
It's a phone-in. It is. A phone-in,
yeah. Yeah. It makes me realize, and I'm the third of three boys. It makes me realize how little my parents cared by the third.
Yeah, I'm the fourth.
Checked out. That's why we're comedians.
Yeah.
We're trying to fix the, you know.
Oh, the attention that I crave is terrible.
Well, you're getting it now via the
medium. Thank you very much.
There's
a classic line from my dad who said to my face, "If I had my time again, I'd have two children," which is lovely as the fourth.
Wow.
Mm.
That is so nice.
So good.
So if I could rub a lamp and get a genie, yeah, I would want you dead.
And your older brother and your younger brother.
Oh.
And think of all the money you'd have, Dad.
And you've got a landline to this guy.
Yeah.
To remind him
anytime,
of that fact.
Anytime.
You can just get that anytime you like.
Meanwhile, I'm the eldest of two, and that tells you everything you need to know about both of us.
She's so confident, so self-assured.
This is great. She's so good for you. I'm so glad you found her.
I know, she's amazing.
All right, what else have we got? All sorts of nonsense. Inside Charlie's Chocolate Factory, the complete story of Willy Wonka, the Golden Ticket, and Roald Dahl's most famous
creation. Right, so this is written by the Lucy Mangan, and who was podcast guest. And so I'd buy the book. This is before it became a big deal where we could like ring up the publisher and say, "Can you send us the book for free?"
Yes. Yeah, we didn't really know you could do that.
No, we didn't.
We're doing an hour long free advert for your product. You think you can't buy it?
Don't worry.
Price.
Unbelievable.
Idiot.
You're the reason these publishers stay afloat, for God's sake.
Yeah.
But that's what's so nice about having a podcast, right? You can just get, I like them, I'm going to get them on.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah. And that was great. And she just lives down the road.
Or sometimes they're available, Tom, in some cases.
got nothing else going on.
They like
on.
A chat.
Yeah.
Again, that's another book from, we interviewed this woman called Dawn. So I bought her book and we went to her house
out in
Cambridgeshire, Ellie. We spent a day going to her house.
You spent £13 on her book and then probably the same again on petrol.
Yeah.
Not more.
That was when we had no money as well. We weren't making any money. And that was October 2014. That was just before I had Joe. So I was pregnant. We had no money and we went to Cambridge. You wouldn't fucking do that now.
No.
That is deranged, barely, isn't it? When you think about it now, if your kids were doing something like that, you'd be like, well, what are you doing?
Why are you plowing all that money into, into a dream?
Yeah. But it's, it's worked all right.
It worked out.
But also to be doing it with young kids as well. To be two women with two young kids schlepping around doing interviews with no particular sort. And also then in 2014, there wasn't necessarily a big podcast journey to go on with stuff. You didn't know what would happen to me.
No one really knew what was going to happen to podcasting. We were having a lovely time. But it was more of an excuse to hang out.
Yeah.
And we were having fun.
That is probably quite a big life lesson, isn't it?
Mm.
Just think about that first and foremost. Have fun and enjoy it, and then you'll be good at it. And then anything else,
i.e.
cash.
But also, that's a very privileged position, exactly. We were lucky that we had money around that time. It was, I think, because my job had finished. Yeah, but we had partners who had money. Yeah.
So, right.
Yeah, we were very lucky that we were able to do that.
Mm. Yes, good point. Well balanced. Thank you very much. Just don't write in.
It's great.
You're always offsetting the trolls. Just as their fingers get to the keyboard.
She's facts!
She said what I was about to say. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. @ToasterPod is the name we're trying to jam. It's simple like a sarnie filled with cheese and ham. @ToasterPod, I swear it's not a scam, I think. Welcome back to part two of My Mate Bought a Toaster with the brilliant Helen Thorne. We'll dive back into her front room in just a second. Actually, it's Ellie's front room, her wonderful comedy partner. That's where we recorded the episode. Before we do that, though, just got time to tell you about the fantastic podcast False Economy. They are friends of ours, and we like to give them a little plug every week. It's a really, really great podcast. You can go and listen after you finish today's episode, of course. There's a great new episode with Vix, of course, who hosts it, along with Paul and Charlotte. They're talking about, are we ever going to retire? Oh, the dream. Of course, talking about the fact that the ever-increasing retirement age is having impacts across society. It's a really interesting and funny and an interesting and also really well-informed podcast as well. It's a really, really great show. False Economy with Vix Layton and Paul Watson. I cannot recommend it enough. Go and have a listen. Give them a follow as well. They are @FalseEconomyPod
on Instagram. Follow them, please, if you would. Thanks so much. Lots of love. All right, back to My Mate Bought a Toaster with some more Helen Thorne.
Okay, what else have we got here? Travel adapter plug, classic.
Marvellous.
I mean, that's a really lovely
really nice plug.
Love that stuff. Got some pens.
Great. Cards and pens. That's the first of many.
Yes, cards and pens. And this is for the show, isn't it? This is for the Scummy Mummy Confessions.
Correct,
which
yes.
are amazing.
They are the backbone of our entire,
yes.
Of everything, really, because that's you know, gives us this window into real mum life. But also, they're fucking hilarious. We cannot write anything as funny as the disgusting stories of our audience. They can go pretty dark, goodness me.
Have you kept all these? So this is a bit, just to explain, at the end of your show, or at some point in your show, you get everyone in the audience to write confessions of things they've done as bad parenting, bad mumming specifically, I guess. And you read them out and they are amazing. Have you kept them all? Please tell me they're in a box somewhere.
Yeah, we've got many thousands of them.
We used to keep every single one and then it got to a point where we had literally like bin bags full of them. We couldn't keep it. So now we only keep the sort of really good ones, the ones that we read out in the show. Yeah. And that's partly because a lot of the time we get the same ones. We always, always get, oh, I tell my kids the ice cream van makes a noise, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, of course.
And things like that. And we get a lot of, I had to do a wee or a poo in a nappy myself, which is great and really funny, but we can't just do that every show.
And they're anonymous, so there's no point having the same anonymous.
It's worrying that someone's going to go through those cards in your house, like after your death, and think they're all you. You need to make that really clear. What does she do?
Why? I did it. There's an apocalypse and the aliens come down. They're like, this is humanity. This is humanity. I mean,
it is. Do you have a favourite?
We have so many, but I'm trying to think of a recent one that we won't.
The PTA one was hilarious.
That was good, where the woman said, I got asked to organise raffle prizes for the PTA, so I did, but two of them were really good, so I just kept them. She was great. And she came up on stage, didn't she?
She was brilliant.
And I said, what were the prizes? And she said...
Oh, one was a night out with some dinner and champagne. So I went on the dinner.
Just had like, dinner.
Oh, my God.
Fucking me. She said, I got a lot. I was really good at getting prizes. So
So take a cut.
And the other
one was an agent.
Like, the other was tickets to a trampoline park. So she just took her kids to a trampoline park.
Wow.
So that was good. Great. And then we had a winner the other night, which was I've got four children. And whenever they start with that, you're like, here we go. Yeah. There's the setup. There we go.
When my fourth child was two. Yes.
So she's like, so my fourth child had to take a baby picture in and I just couldn't find one. So I just sent him in with a picture of the second child. But then I found out because the teacher recognised the photo as a photo that I passed off as the third child the year previously.
Oh my God. Don't use this again. That is
honestly. Oh, can we just tell the one about the key? So a woman said... She really needed to do a poo. She really needed to do a poo. And she was outside her house.
I think Ellie just did a little wee on her own sofa, by the way. This is where Ellie regrets having
a velvet sofa. We've never had this one before, sis.
This is amazing. So she's outside her house. Can't find her keys.
Really pissed.
Really pissed. Needs to do a poo. She starts digging a hole. Digging a hole to poo in. Halfway through digging the hole, she realised she's digging the hole with her keys.
Oh,
so how drunk? How drunk are you that you
ate the Shawshank Redemption?
Digging a hole is the obvious solution to this problem. I've never ever been about to shit myself and gone, I know what I'll do.
Dig a hole.
What have I got to dig a hole with?
In the front garden.
I think apart from in an English country garden, obviously there's that song when you
Pull
dig a little pit.
Pants, so nice,
yeah. Fuck, that's amazing.
Yeah. But this is what I mean. If you wrote that in a sitcom, everyone would be like, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
You wouldn't dig a hole to do a poo in. No one would do that in real life. Yes, they fucking would.
Yeah, that's too good. Okay, good. Here's what we're going to do, Scummy Mummies. We're going to skip on ahead, Helen.
Okay.
We're going to jump into... Do you know what we're going to do? We're going to go from 2015 all the way to 2020 now.
Go on.
Okay?
Get in there.
We're going to have a hard look at 2020. And
there's a lot. God.
My
Whoa.
God. You bought 211 items that year. Or
shit
211
the bed.
Orders, yes. Maybe that's why you're buying so many orders.
Oh my God,
to
yes.
Fix the bed.
Whoa.
So the first thing you bought at the beginning of this year, and this might sort of portend to what was to come, how to fail everything I've ever learned from things going wrong on the 2nd of January 2020.
How fucking spooky, because two months later, I found out my husband was having an affair. My world fell apart. Unbelievable. How weird.
I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Makes me think, be careful what the first book of the year...
Are you saying she caused this?
Yeah. Just in case there's something in there. But how the fuck... A, does it happen? And B, what happens in the hour afterwards or the day afterwards? How on earth do you begin that process?
Yeah. So what was really strange is, so how I found out about my husband's affair was I found a love letter in his pocket. My daughter decided she wanted to be Doctor Who.
Okay.
For her.
Couldn't afford a bigger Dalek costume.
Wow. No. And she wanted to be David Tennant. And I said, oh, Dad's got a blazer upstairs. Went upstairs. And he'd lost his work pass, and I picked up the blazer and I felt something hard in the pocket, and I thought, oh, that's his work pass. Pulled it out, and it was a card, it was a love letter saying, thank you for all our time together, can't wait for our future together. But on the back of the card was the name of a woman who a month before who'd been stalking us on Facebook. So I knew who the woman was.
Wow.
But I didn't know that she'd been having an affair with my husband for 4 years. And he came home, which was about 15 minutes later, I just gave him the card and I said, good one, dickhead, it's over. We'd been together 22 years.
Oh,
and I was like, wow, he's had an affair with my internet stalker. I don't know the order of it, but so I knew instantly it was done.
Yeah.
And then
there really isn't a... Oh, I can explain moment there.
No. Yeah. It was like kind of the worst things. And then, he left the next day and never came back to the house. Or he came back to the house but never stayed again. Yeah. There was not even a second of doubt. There was no second of doubt that I wanted it to continue or anything like that. The classic line, which I have said publicly before, is like, I'm like, why did you do it? And he said, well, you had Ellie. And I said, I wasn't fucking her.
That still makes me, I have to. Mm.
You had Ellie?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm that leaves me genuinely speechless.
I know. It's like you went off, you know, you would go out for lunches with her.
You had a life.
Yeah.
You had fun. Stuff.
Yeah.
You had a friend.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, was happily married, and it's not like I was fucking draining the life. I can't, well, let's not even, we don't have to explain.
Yeah. So that was the justification.
Wow.
And I was like, okay.
And then you go into the pandemic, then you go into lockdown.
Yeah, 3 weeks later I went into lockdown. But the wonderful thing was, so he had to find somewhere to live, and he was just staying at, you know, Premier Inns and stuff like that. Mm. And so he finds this flat, and I send the address to Ellie, and I was like, oh God, he's found a flat. And then what did you say, Ellie?
I was like, what? You said the road name first.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And I said, oh, that's weird. I used to live on that road. What number is he?
No.
And you told me the number. And I said, what flat is he? And you said 38D. And I said, that is the flat that I used to live in when I was in my 30s, when I was briefly separated from Pete. That's the flat that I moved into.
That is so weird.
The same flat. Not the same building. Not the same shit. The same fucking flat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you leave anything in there to, you know...
I mean, I did fucking it a lot, which I believe you told him, which I hope he enjoyed. Because me and Pete got back together in that flat as well. I think, did you say he still occasionally got mail with my name on it because of junk mail? So that I enjoyed. I enjoyed that. And then I bought an open-top car, mainly so I could drive down that road playing... Baby, I'm a first-class bitch, very loudly, outside his window.
So we're all being grown-ups in this situation.
Yeah. There's no, I think people trying to be grown-up in that situation is definitely not worth it. You have to be as childish and stupid as possible after something as horrific as that.
If you're going to say that I'm to fucking blame for your fucking shitty behaviour that ended your marriage, you're going to see my fucking car outside your window, you big prick.
Yeah. Note that, listener, just in case. Do you remember the date it happened?
4th of March, because it was the night before World Book Day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. As if it's
of course, because it's the Doctor Who costume.
Yeah. So, literally, Doctor Who saved my life. If my daughter hasn't decided to change her mind to be Doctor Who the night before, who knows?
Who?
Because you were about to, do you mind me saying that, but you were about to sign a big new mortgage deal.
So, we'd been working with an architect for 3 years. And we were 5 days off signing a massive mortgage to, you know, invest in the house. And I remember looking at him going, you know, is everything okay? He looked a bit uncertain. And no, but the affair had gone on for 4 years. And we'd all of it didn't make any sense. Yeah, None of it made sense. But all the trips to, like, Canada and Prague for work, and why he didn't have any annual leave started to fall into place.
Well, we'll find out more. He's on the podcast next week. We'll hear his side of the story.
Yeah.
Okay, look, let's plow into 2020 and see if we can find any bits and bobs now. We're going deep into lockdown territory. Obviously, there's loads of toys for the kids, Airfix model kits, because this was the time when you just had to keep yourselves entertained and sane. And I'm just like, after what's happened to you, how am I not seeing gin? We've got a Nina Stibbe. I love Nina Stibbe. She's brilliant. Oh. Love Nina. That's fantastic. That is an audio book. 50 for flute.
Yes, Matilda, my daughter, was learning flute at the time. Look.
Here we go. Catherine Gray, The Unexpected Joy of Being Single.
Okay, good. 31st of March.
Right, so that's making sense. So we go to books to help us at this, times like this,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly
Is this a good one? Does this help?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Absolutely excellent book.
Okay,
well highly done. Recommend. Highly recommend.
Very nice.
Untamed, yep.
And then, of course, the thing you need to do after you've read the thing about how to be single is to buy collagen beef protein. Really, really important.
That was when I did a cleanse, I remember. See. Yep.
Beef protein.
Beef is famously cleansing.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Just need some powdered cow.
I'm at a rubber hamburger patty over myself in the shower, just to really detox.
Little meat cleanse. Yeah. Yeah.
I sort of see that as being a thing.
Yeah.
Because the alt-right guys do that weird beef diet, don't they? Have you seen that?
If you've never had a mince douche, you've never Have you ever had an OXO cube enema? It's really strong.
God, the places you can find gristle weeks later. natural kitten food, world's best cat litter. So you literally replaced your husband with a cat.
Well, this is the thing. My ex-husband was allergic to cats.
Oh.
So when we told the children, again, this is some advice. When we told the children we were getting divorced, we said, Mummy and Daddy are separating. It's not your fault. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
But it's Ellie's fault.
Yeah. I think you're fine. But I'm buying you 2 kittens. And they went, yay! We're getting cats!
With Dad just sitting there. You know, I'm going to live in a sex flat. Any sympathy? There's still stains on the wall from Ellie. Can I not?
What are we going to call them? Can it be Ginger?
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Really good advice.
Also, they're sort of guard cats because they keep him out of the house if he's allergic.
Oh yeah, just rub the cats on the kids before they...
Make sure you give Daddy a big cuddle on the eyes. On the eyes. That's amazing.
Sorry, snort.
Oh, good. No, I like to get a snort. That's good. All right, listen. Here's what we're going to do because we're running low on time. We're going to jump into the past 3 months to wrap things up, okay? I know. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see the last few things that you bought, which will tell us everything we need to know about you and where you are as an adult human now.
This just basically sums it up.
This is what I love. This is what I love. So 14th of November, which is but a few days ago, you bought the inflatable snowman costume. Adult.
Yes.
Not only that, that's about the fourth one of those.
Yes, it is, Ellie.
Right, yeah. Because you get through them because of the things you do in them.
Yes, I'm much too rough in them. So, Ellie, would you like to sing the opening bar of the song?
Oh, the opening bar? I can't remember the opening. I remember we've got to do it on stage next week.
I hate that Christmas fair. They have it every single year. And though I know I should, I never volunteer. I just don't fucking care. It makes me want to die inside.
Live rehearsals here at the Scummy Mummy Studios.
And when I said I made those fairy cakes myself, I lied.
Yeah, I better remember the opening line.
Yes.
You guys need to practice that. Great, so you'll be wearing that and singing that song.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that's a
problem. I am the snowman, obviously.
I'm just the little boy with a little dressing gown.
We once took our eldest to watch The Snowman, and before it started, they made an announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, you know you're in trouble when they do that. Before today's performance, unfortunately, the pulley system for the flying is broken for today's performance, so we will not be using the pulley system for that. And I were like, what the fuck? So it gets to the bit. Yeah, iconic moment when the snowman finally takes flight.
And they just swing.
It'd be even worse than that. They just run. They go, to the side of the stage. And then, to the other side of the stage. And all these parents are just doing this. And all these kids have been promised they're going to see a flying snowman. They're like,
£65.
Yeah, right, exactly. Very funny. Yeah. And then, 18th of November, hydrating acid serum for all skin types.
It's It's because I'm getting old, Tom. I turned 45. My skin's not what it was. And Ellie and I were in the van. Yeah. Often, this is where I do a lot of my Amazon purchases. We just say, oh, I've got some really tired skin. And she'll say, this is what you need to get, Helen. And I did. It's very good. It's
and
very
I've got to say, I mean, we are sitting in a very dark room, but you're looking great.
Thank you very much.
Obviously doing
no
the
makeup,
job.
Just that. Yeah, yeah. Yes, that's
more
serum.
A lot of creams here.
Yes, I did. I got
Jesus,
all
revolution
oh,
skincare.
Oh, that's good. That's the SPF Altruist. Very good. Bit of it goes to charity. It's not stingy, Tom. Oh, that's what you need. It's £10 for two bottles. Altruist, very good.
Do you know what? I need to wear sun cream all year round. This is what people don't realise. You have to wear it all year round.
This is what I'm saying.
This is what Gibson told me.
I was about to click through and buy it, and I realised I'm in your account. Thanks in advance for that, Helen. And then, look, and there's Christmas shopping happening here.
Oh, look, scroll down, scroll
this
back.
This is, go on.
Look at this.
And this is absolutely delightful. Oh. So arriving soon, hasn't even arrived yet. It's slightly Christmassy end to the show.
Oh. So I have, it's not come up, but I personalised
four
reindeers with the names of my children, myself and my partner, and did Christmas 2023. So this is like the full circle.
Wow.
That we've got like a little family ornament on the Christmas tree.
I cannot believe, Helen, that you have such a perfect ending to the podcast. Normally, what we like to do is waffle and say embarrassing things at the end of My Mate Bought a Toaster, but you've actually built a genuinely funny, because it looks ridiculous.
It's quite ugly.
But it's the most poignant, perfect, $5.99 as well, so you've spared absolutely nothing.
Absolutely.
Ending to the episode.
Good, because I've actually got quite a lot to do.
And that is fin. Do My Mate Bought a Toaster, episode 4, is that, of this season? Anyway, the wonderful Helen Thorne. Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Ellie. Hope you enjoyed that. Before you go, a few things to tell you. John Kearns is on next week. It is a great episode. It is fully up on our Patreon right now, patreon.com/toasterpod, and you can hear magical moments with me and the hilarious John Kearns, like this. You got a pack of 24 Yorkies. That is John Kearns laughing, which does sound like a tyre deflating. It's a very, very funny episode. He's a very funny man. We find all sorts of nonsense in his Amazon purchase history. That is up now, patreon.com/toasterpod. Don't forget, you can enter our competition if you want to win £100 to spend at John Lewis. You've got to do three things. Give us a follow on Instagram at toasterpod. Give Hot UK Deals a follow on Instagram at Hot UK Deals. And then go and write us a review on your podcast platform. We will then collate it. We will then find ourselves a random name and announce that winner next week of £100 of John Lewis vouchers. Go and do it now. And that is the end of today's episode. Thanks for listening. See you soon. All the best. Kind regards. It's my mate.